You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi, hi, good neighbor.
How are you today?
Sleepy.
Sleepy? What's that all about?
I'm just sleepy.
Yeah.
Just like blah.
Like blah?
Yeah.
No blah. No blah.
But I just had my real first sip of coffee, so I think I'll be okay.
You gonna be all right?
I'll be all right.
Okay. Just wondered.
How are you today, John Van Camp?
It doesn't matter how I am. I'm here. I'm doing just fine. spilled a cup of coffee today here in the studio. I'm pretty upset with myself. That's all right. I'm waiting to find out what the fallout is on the equipment. Anyway,
I made some coffee, though.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Some random facts for today. You've heard of the Backstreet Boys, right?
Yes, I love the Backstreet Boys.
Okay,
Thank you very much.
They were named after an outdoor flea market in Orlando, Florida, called the Backstreet Market.
Okay.
And kids would hang out there in the 80s and the 90s. And that's probably some of the Backstreet Boys hung out there. Probably where that came from.
They may have found each other at the Backstreet Market. Hey, I want to be in a band. You want to be in a band too?
Everybody wants to be in a band when they're kids.
Yeah.
I was going to start a band with my best friend, Carl Stearns, and we were going to call it Ambrosia.
Really?
Till the group Ambrosia had a hit record like 3 months after we came up with the name.
And what were you going to play?
I wasn't going to play anything. I was just going to sing. I'm the singer.
Oh.
I'm the singer in the band.
You were going to be the lead.
I don't know how to play nothing.
You were going to be the ladies' man.
Well, is that what it was? The Secret Service, who saved Ronald Reagan's life during an assassination attempt in 1981, said he was inspired to become an agent when he was a kid and saw the movie Code of the Secret Service starring Ronald Reagan.
Oh, no way.
That's freaky, right?
That's Coinky Dingle.
Yeah. And the biggest part in any Shakespeare play is Richard in Richard III. He has 1,152 lines, which
that's
is 32% of the play. Big, big, big part.
Goodness.
You want to play a big part? Play Richard III.
Okay, not Richard IV or the second.
Or the 8th or the 10th.
Or the 8th or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
The 3rd.
All right, it's time for us to do the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, a food truck owner booked the gig of a lifetime this past weekend.
Oh?
Kevin Tortorella, the owner of the food truck.
Yeah.
He had no idea he was working at Jennifer Lawrence's wedding until he showed up.
That's probably wise. Well, it's an important party. Please come out, sell burgers, maybe have some vegan options, but
sure and have plenty of food.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you would hope that you got plenty of food.
This is a new trend at weddings. You have your wedding, you do your reception right, you do your boozing and cake and dancing and dinner and all that. Then you have a food truck pull up about midnight and feed everybody all night. It's the post-party food truck.
New trend.
Yeah.
The new trends.
Love me some food truck, by the way. I would love it even more if I didn't have to pay for it. So I'm there.
It can be kind of expensive.
Every food truck I've been to.
Yeah.
It's like plop down a 20 to get something for you to eat. And then if you've got a date, plop down another 20.
It's expensive.
Yeah. So that's where you go, hey,
that's surprising sometimes.
You think we could share this?
Right. He kind of had an idea that there was something up.
Oh, really?
Something pretty big.
Yeah.
He saw the paparazzi. He rolls up in his food truck, and it's like,
there's a bunch of folks here with cameras.
What
up? And microphones.
So his truck was supposed to serve post-wedding late-night food.
Yeah, right.
For the guests until 1 a.m.
Okay. Got that. 1 a.m.? That's reasonable.
Well, he ended up cooking until 4 a.m.
Wow.
And he did mention if the newlyweds came out.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, because a bunch of celebs were there. You're talking about Kris Jenner was there, and Amy Schumer was there, I'm sure.
Of course.
You know, all of J-Law's friends.
Of course.
Her industry friends. Yeah.
Now, this guy, Mr. Food Truck.
Yeah, Mr. Food Truck.
He's not much into pop culture.
Really?
So, yeah, he didn't recognize anyone in particular.
Well, it was dark.
Oh, yes, it was dark, yes.
4 a.m. Who are you going to recognize?
Served about 150 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
They must have gotten fed very well at the wedding.
Maybe not. But, you know, they're drinking and they need some good old fatty foods.
They need fat foods to get over the drinking.
Plus, you know, you've already had cake. Now it's time for snacks.
Yeah, well, I'm there. I'm not a complainer. Have you met me?
Plus, even if you had wedding dinner and it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's time. It's breakfast time. Can you imagine all of those all of those celebs going to the Waffle House at 4 in the morning? I think that would be absolutely cool, but that's just
the servers would love it.
If they recognize them, this was like in Podunk Town, Rhode Island, from what I understand.
In Podunk Town.
I also understand that J-Law's wedding dress had its own room in the hotel, which now you think about it kind of makes sense, too. Dior people coming out and stuff, so yeah.
It makes sense.
Makes sense. Good for them. Hopefully they don't get divorced. Blah, blah, blah. Can you have food truck at your divorce party?
Sure.
I like that. Your unconsciously uncoupling party? I think that's the next way.
Unconsciously?
Consciously.
Oh, okay.
Uncoupling.
They do that, though. Not for each other. Okay. It's like I'm divorced now. Okay.
All right. Yeah. My bad. Just like Ambrosia, somebody already got the good idea.
Someone already got it.
Day late, dollar short.
Well, in case you missed it, Zoe Deschanel and property brother John Scott, they are an Instagram official.
Oh, they are Instagram official. Ooh la la. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Couple shared their love on the gram.
Yeah.
With an adorable photo from their date night on Sunday.
Yeah?
It was a double date with Jonathan's twin brother, Drew Scott, and wife, Linda Fan.
Yeah.
And they went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios in Los Angeles.
Well, there's a date for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, this whole Halloween thing.
So Zoe put, still processing how scared I was of these people dressed in spooky masks.
I understand that Universal's gotten to be really spooky. They tell you not to bring your kids. It's so spooky. They jump out at you. Yeah. They scream at you and everything else.
It used to be Not Scary Farm.
Not Scary Farm, but they toned it down a little bit.
They had to because people got too scared. They did.
Look.
And so they had to lower their boo rating.
Their boo rating?
Yeah,
let me tell you,
story.
If you've got to go and change your underwear a couple of times that night, it's too scary for me.
I think even having to change it once is probably too scary.
Probably too scary.
Zoe captioned her photo of the gang, which it shows her jumping into Jonathan's arms.
Aw, it's a good thing he's strong enough to catch her, unlike that guy who was trying to catch Lady Gaga this weekend and fell off the stage.
No, I don't think the guy really knew he was going to catch it. I don't think he really understood exactly what was about to happen.
You know who else is Jonathan strong enough to catch? And that's Halle Berry.
Geez.
She's also svelte and tiny
in
stature.
She could probably catch Jonathan.
She probably could catch Jonathan.
Yes. Yeah,
she's sturdy enough. All right, we're out of here. Back with more frivolities tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.